Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another prominent Republican who was in the crowd yesterday speaking to a lot of folks. I had a chance to see him across the room, but never got to him yesterday. So I figured, you know, let's make sure we get him on the air today. Bishop Leon Benjamin, who is the chair of the Republican Party in Richmond. Talk about a place where you got to fight to get attention. Good morning to you. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. Good morning, John. God bless you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, tell me what your reaction was as an African-American leader, as a Republican in that crowd yesterday. And it's just as a man who believes in gun rights. What'd you think?
2A all the way. 2A all the way. We proved that Republicans and Democrats, it was everyone out there, la-di-da-di and everybody, black, white, red, yellow, and brown, can come together peaceably and assemble themselves and rally together for a common cause, our Second Amendment rights, and counter what I call counteract or be counterproductive to what the fake news wanted us to be, which is a bunch of riotous white supremacists and KKK and all of that. But Governor Blackface didn't show up.
Yeah, I don't know where he was. You heard me ask the Secretary of Public Safety, Brian Moran, who I like, and I appreciate the fact that he's willing to come on the show. Sincerely, I say that. But I asked him, where is the governor today? He said he's somewhere in Virginia. Wouldn't tell me where in law enforcement wants him. So clearly the governor was worried about his own safety, and they were keeping him under wraps, kind of like a secret. You know, what are you going to do? I just felt that was kind of shady. I hate to use the word cowardly, but what's your reaction to the governor kind of sneaking around yesterday?
How ironic to set up cages like we're animals. We are citizens of the United States, law abiding, gun carrying, Second Amendment and constitutional republic. Citizens who deserve to be treated like citizens and not like tyrants. The real tyranny in this case was coming from the governor and guys like Donald McKeegan saying send the National Guard to confiscate guns from the people. This is why I believe yesterday proved on MLK Day the real crust of the matter is that Virginia is. Again, the star of this whole thing for right now in Second Amendment. What happens here, we stop it here, we'll stop it everywhere else.
Leon Benjamin is the chair of the Republican Party in the city of Richmond, and you bring up Donald McKeegan. Boy, I know a lot of Democrats were very distressed that he actually articulated the idea of mobilizing the National Guard to enforce whatever laws the General Assembly comes up with. I mean, is that one of the that's just a shocking attitude from an elected official, especially somebody who's been around as long as he has. Is that one of the reasons that you're running against him?
Absolutely. We need new leadership. My website is BenjaminForCongress.com, the number four, and we need new leadership for a strong Virginia. We don't want Virginia to be left out of all the boom that's going on here. Highest stock market, highest employment for African Americans and women and Hispanics, lowest unemployment for African Americans. We are now energy independent. All those things. But if we keep the same leadership we have now in place, Virginia will be left out in the cold.
I made a point yesterday of trying to have African Americans on our program to share their thoughts about yesterday, because I think it's kind of counter to the narrative that was put out by the national press and some in the local press that this was all going to be you know, forgive me for using it, white rednecks who were going to show up. I don't think that was an accurate description of the crowd at all. There were a lot of white patriots, but there were a lot of minority patriots there, too. What did you see, and did you talk to other minorities who were there yesterday? And, you know, what did they say to you?
Yes, I did. We were all glad to be there. Should have been more, but we were all glad to be there. And we were not going around looking to shoot a gun. we were there peaceably to come together with our brothers and sisters, whatever color or nationality you were. I mean, we had people from Texas come out there. I met some people, I mean, way out in Lee County. My goodness. I mean, they had to travel to get here. You might as well have been in Detroit.
Right.
And we all came together. That's what it's all about. It's counterproductive to the fake news that was being reported that we can't get along. And as I say, as a preacher, the devil is a liar. There's a greater calling that's happening now. And there are many people that prayed. I got people just shouting hallelujah who prayed for this that been up leading up to this event. And nothing happened what the fake news said would happen.
We discussed the juxtaposition of this rally on Martin Luther King's holiday, and just as somebody who's observed history, it made perfect sense to me that African Americans who have been oppressed by their neighbors and by this government in the past, in previous generations, should be the first people to say, you know what, you're not going to put me at a disadvantage and leave me disarmed so I'm at the mercy of some politician that I may or may not be able to trust. Is that your attitude? Would you second that?
Amen. I have hope for my brothers and sisters, African Americans, because I believe that there's an awakening. There's Blexit going on. I've never seen so many African Americans leaving the Democratic Party right now, or just coming awoke to their rights. Their you know, this is history being made right now, where there's a rise and a surge of African Americans awakening. We need to be at the table. And this is the year, 2020. President Trump is going to win by a landslide, but we want to be a part of that win. We all need to have a voice at the table. That's why I'm running for Congress, so that we all can have a voice at the table.
Bishop Leon Benjamin is the pastor at New Life Harvest Church, a candidate for Congress in the 4th Congressional District, and the chair of the Republican Party in Richmond, a tough job to have. I appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
God bless you, John, and thank God for the GOP.
We'll come back and check traffic and weather in just a moment here on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.